7 and park at 45. I have to meet with the girl. Take a couple over, you know, so that we'll be able to make the decisions. Okay.
Is that the facility for that for sign plans on this, these various pieces?
Oh, sure.
Mr. Holman. I'll be doing the official question of business.
Come on, it's not.
Getting a lot of notice among sophisticates and quite a lot of politicians, I know you.
Well, that's what I meant.
Must he have a crash effort going on inside his cell, part of which got reported to Nevins and Novak, but which I've had other intelligence.
Deal with property tax.
Yes, sir.
And but how's he going to deal with it after doing this?
He can't.
No, I just think he's in a real pickle right now. State legislators and more or less youngish guys from around the country.
These things are ready to go. That's part of our speaking effort with youth. In other words, we're getting young people in, Republicans, and we're talking to the kids.
Yes, and I would guess average age.
Oh, they're
35. Oh, great.
They got
very bushy tail. Yeah.
Great group. Excellent group.
How they feel about the country. Well, pretty good.
But the other side, the other point is that the meaning put his own raise through and Wayne Kirkland's to pay the alimony for Kirkland's divorce. Now, that's a hell of a...
Don't think about games. Incidentally, while it's too complicated to, for any of you to bother your heads, but maybe we still got a lot of hard parties. But we made a hell of a deal with the partnership.
But we want to start promoting that. Promoting that in terms of death.
I think it'd be well if people around here started smiling a little inscrutably.
Yeah.
And we can't, our problem is we can't gloat about it because if we do, it's sort of going to jeopardize the deal we want to make, which is even more important, and which the French deal had to be made first with the Germans and the Japs. But the deal with the French is that it was very good. You've got to handle that damn time. It's good, and of course, Kissinger is very good in the last quarter. Very good deal, and it does mean the future. So, Americans will give to them more. The whole realignment of currency is created.
I think it's
the new economic policy that's paid off now on all three levels. I don't see how they consider it. All three levels.
Interesting, Mr. President, the machine tool people are telling us this week that they've had a hell of a surge in orders over the weekend just since the fact
that... Maybe that's the best effect, though.
And that is. And that all of this enormous backlog that was waiting to see what happened has just come forward.
Well, we had all the Christmas period.
Well, the retail sales for November and for the week ending December 4th were up now 13%, which is the current...
Well, we don't know about Christmas period. That's considered Christmas.
Yes, it is. And they're going in this week.
But the weather's been good, hasn't it? Relatively good, or is it bad?
No, it's
been terribly cold. It's killed sales.
No, I think that...
It's not been cold in the Midwest. All I know is the price of the name is pretty good.
Hasn't been cold here, but they're doing a spot check of the 8 largest chains this week. We'll have that by tomorrow.
What a person is like anything else. It's a jar. It's a little speech you made. I think I picked up those things. You lost 10 points. I bet this economy's doing better than we think. Unemployment's a problem.
Well, and Solomon, in the New York Times this morning, hits unemployment, and he says this fiction about 4%...
You have to tell me.
Yeah, good. So this fiction about 4% unemployment being a norm was fine in the early 50s to the early 60s, but he says it doesn't apply anymore, and he told the reasons why. And he said 4.9 to 5.5 is a much more realistic, normal level for unemployment for this country today. And
well,
it's a very good case.
This crazy professor at Georgetown, who was always critical of our unemployment statistics, is still critical, but now he says we're overestimating unemployment because into the figures go all of the marginal people who don't really qualify as...
Yes.
He wrote a beautiful piece for Sunday.
Housewives coming back.
The Washington
Post. We've got a lot of people.
His conclusion in this article he wrote to the Post was that we... He was answering a Post editorial which criticized you for not doing enough for job creation. He said, no administration has done more. He said, this has been a spectacular
year.
Absolutely spectacular. It's really
a lot of bad legislation. We've got to get some material out to our people. This came up over here at this national unemployment. What are we going to do? We're not getting enough into their hands.
Well, of course, this group is a new group.
Yeah.
They
may not. Give them the talking points, Charlie.
It's certainly.
We started
a new technique, Mr. President.
What is that?
We
call by phone.
Call by phone and read it.
No,
we read them. We say, now, do you want a copy? And then they always say yes. I don't know how else to drum it into the cells.
We
have they're picking up the line. Yesterday, the Vice President gave a real nut cutter on Muskie. He said, all this talk about going back to the 60s, you want to go back to 6% unemployment throughout the 60s, except for war and casualty. Really, and good press coverage, you really tore him up. So we're building it. It's getting across a hell of a lot better than it was. Somebody's using it every day. The casualties of the 60s and the poor economic record of the Kennedy administration.
But Nancy Blow on HR1. sign the sucker. And once you do that, I don't think we can get anybody to vote for HR 1.
Isn't that a shame?
Well, the interesting thing is that...
But does it have Social Security in it?
I don't have work requirements.
Only the work
requirements. Only the work requirements. I'll sign that in a minute.
What he did was lift all of our work requirements out of HR 1.
Well, he didn't really... He didn't really want to just look through as an amendment. And what it does, it throws all these aid-dependent children recipients into the WIN program, which is this work training thing. So they all have to register, and they all have to take work training, and they all have to take jobs. And it's heavy on state matching. Actually, it costs us less than HR 1 does. States have to put in money. And it's just going to solidify the conservatives in the Senate.
Well, you've had the reaction around here of a lot of people suggesting that you quickly veto it, otherwise you will undercut HR 1.
I veto this bill?
What can you do? It's held up, but you get it in January. Wayne Hayes said it down, but he can't send it down. Yeah, he said we'd sign it. Get rid of that. Give us a month of raise money.
Actually, gives us 3 months because the 60-day.
Well, yeah, the effective. What else? You know, it's a funny thing. It takes a little trip back to some of the ones gone 2 days. It feels like it's been gone 2 months or 2 months because so much happens.
It's been a rather busy 4 or 5 days.
We've had a got a couple of fairly easy bills to sign. There's a cancer bill. This week, it'll be lost in this big storm. And then it backs up next week, it seems, just before Christmas, the cancer bill and the rest will be gone. We'll need something to sign. The Congress will be gone. Let's give it a credit of ourselves. But I hope they'll be gone. I'm not sure. The rate that no one's had there. That's a fancy little adventure that hung up.
He's got to cave in on that, though. He can't.
He's got to.
He can't keep 535 people a day.
Well, he ends up quorum up there now.
They'll cave. They'll go out as they
want. I did see the Redskins game last night. It's great. Did you see the television? You know, it's the Redskins have been a rather boring team in ways because, I like all great defense teams. But, my God, they were good. And we had an offense. They were throwing the ball up there and passing down. They were doing their job. I'll tell you, the Rams were damn good in the second half.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah. There was a sloppy quarter in there when either one of them had played too well. But knowing how the game came out and watching it must have been a lot different. We were really on the edge of our seats all through that game because, the Rams were threatening and they seemed to be coming back. Yeah. But, even when they were pressing, the Redskins looked good because they come roaring back and they were missing two field goals. The Redskins were very, they could have put the game out of reach. And those field goals were all long enough, just a little bit early.
Well, there was a bad call in there. There was a touchback.
And then, you got your life back to safety. He was tackled behind the line. He committed a rule violation.
I know it ends up,
but that's the point. But he was tackled. That would have been that. But after they tackled him over that should have been.
Yeah.
He threw the ball away after he was tackled.
That's right,
And he was standing in the end zone, his foot across the crossing over. We left points on the table all over the place. I'll tell you, it's sort of an Alice in Wonderland story. And amazing that Alan comes to this beat-up town. And frankly, his players aren't as good as the Rams. They aren't as good as the Cowboys. But they just do it all through sheer inspiration.
Yeah, you agree?
Take an old
mob. You got a Billy Kilmer.
And you put him in there. Roman Gabriel is probably the best quarterback in the business. He's got more, he's got more stuff.
Yeah.
And he baby can run, really. And they had Jack Stone, who's a marvelous receiver, Lance Gretzky. And here they took old guys there. Roy Jefferson's a gallon party.
It's good, but it's all. I frankly think it's he's just got to be approaching you.
Oh,
and I'll send her out.
He's a great man.
They ought to cut that door in the hall this morning, and so they ought to get me one of the game balls, because the turning point of their season.
That's right.
They were down.
They would have, the fans had booed them, and they were really.
Yeah, we've been booed and everything. That makes a hell of a difference. It's glad we get it. Nice.
They should give you that game ball.
Anyway, thank you, Tom. All right, I'll drink it. Go down. And I hope that all of you can get everybody in such pressure Christmas times. Take you to girls and stuff. Let's get the little shot. The news? No, I mean the news. I'm being in your shop, particularly the shop. What news comes up?
Especially